Praise the Lord.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified to do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you be deceived.
Welcome to the Contending for the Faith broadcast, and yes, we are the Reddit Church from YouTube, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and what? We're going to rejoice and be glad, and it's another day that the Lord has kept us, and he's kept us with our mind stayed on him in spite of everything that's going on around about us. I mean, with the violence that's filling the land, and people are turning away from the things of God and turning their backs on the house of God and the things of God in this last hour. I tell you, we better run like never before. Run to the safest place that you can run to in the whole wide world, and that is in the will of God on today. The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. And I tell you, we look at the church today, and yes, we're still talking about the mega fest and all this mess that's getting ready to take place on next week. I don't know about you, but I feel there's something in the atmosphere that's getting ready to take place. I tell you, and God always warned his people before things come, before disasters come. Even in the days of Noah, he warned the people, you know, before the flood came, he sent Noah, and he preached for 120 years the same message. The word did not change. He was still repeating the same word that God had gave him, and that was repent. Repent, every one of you, of your sins on today, and Jesus will wash them away as white as snow, and you will not be the same anymore. Your life will change once you receive Christ in your life on today. And I tell you, like I said, the word does not change. It still remains the same. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. We must continue to say what the word of God says. We must still remain faithful to the word of God and not try to change the word of God to fit what we want it to fit on today. We have got to abide in the word and let the word of God abide in you. But as I said on last week, and we're saying on today, that the church has become it's just a mess. I'm telling you, when you look around and see all the things and all the pollution and all the things that the enemy has brought into the house of God, I'm telling you, it's a sad time. But we know that there is something going to take place. Something's on the horizon. I'm telling you, the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy our lives. But thank God for Jesus. He came to give us life, and that life more abundantly. I tell you, I don't know who in the world wouldn't want abundant life. I tell you, I want abundant life in Christ on today. But I don't know if you're following this mega mess that's getting ready to take place with the world and the church. I'm telling you, a mixture of inclusion all over the place. I'm telling you, you better run. Don't go there. Don't do it. Don't do it. If you got your ticket, cash it in. Get your money back. I tell you, you don't want to go. You say, no, I don't want to go, and don't go. I tell you, on today, the word of God says in Psalms 37 and verse 2, if we have been doing what the word of God had told us, and that was to watch, to pray, and to stay alert, then the enemy would not come to you on today as a thief. A thief comes to rob. He comes to kill. He comes to take away from you. Because if you're coming to steal something, and if you get in the way of the enemy, he will definitely kill you. I'm telling you, the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy you. He's not limiting his actions on today. He will kill you whether you are a woman, boy, or girl. I tell you, he comes to destroy us all. But the word of God says right here in Psalms 37 and verse 2, it says that the wicked, all right, he's talking about the world and the worldly people. He said the wicked watches. Oh, they're watching you on today. The righteous, the ones that are claiming to love Jesus, the ones that are claiming to be standing for righteousness, the word of God said the wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him. So that right now means that the enemy is coming to take you down, and once he takes you down, he will take you out on today. But you don't have to let him do it to you on today. Psalms 37 and 27 said, depart from evil and do good. He said, leave evil alone. Don't touch it. Don't mess with it. When you see that the church is changing and twisting the word of God, is no longer standing on truth on today, he said, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. We're supposed to dwell in righteousness forever, not to just, you know, leave wrong and then go right back into sin. The word of God says, shall you continue in sin that grace may abound? No, 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 no. He's telling you, you cannot continue in sin on today. We must leave sin alone. And we're seeing that this mega fest and a mega mess. We're seeing people that are cursing, people that are just doing all sorts of things. They're bringing a mixture of pollution in the house of God. But he told us not to do that. He told us we're to be in this world, but not to be of this world on today. Psalms 37 and 40 said, and the Lord shall help them. If you want help, the word of God said that he will help them and deliver them, and he shall deliver them from the wicked. He will deliver you from these wicked people and doing wicked things on today. And these people that are changing the word of God, giving you sincere doctrine on today, giving you that feel good doctrine on today. People no longer want to hear truth anymore. The word of God said, a word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against God. And the only way you will not sin, you have to get in the word of God and let the word of God get inside of you. It said, and deliver them from the wicked and save them. Jesus is still saving on today. All you have to do is open up your heart and ask him to come into your life. He will save you on today. The word of God said, and the Lord shall help them. You know, some people say, well, I'm afraid that I won't be able to be kept when they're looking at the church today. And they say, well, if the Lord couldn't keep them, then surely he couldn't keep me. But the thing you have to recognize on today, a lot of these people, even pastors, was just in the church, but the word of God and the lifestyle of Christ was not in their lives on today. That's why you're seeing them changing and twisting the word of God to fit itching ear people today that want to hear things. They don't want to change. Oh, but when Christ comes in your life, behold, all things will become new. You will not have those same desires. That's why when you see the church today and they still have the same desires that they once had, that's because they were never really born again. I'm telling you, when you're really born again and Christ comes in your life, he will change your life forever. If you allow him to, I tell you on today, it says, and save them because they what? Trust in him. You must put your trust in God and not in man on today. You must learn to keep your focus. Only way you can keep your focus is you got to stay in the word of God, stay on your knees and your face before the Lord on today. And he promised that he would hear and answer your prayer. And those of you that may have fallen into these traps, you know, and say, okay, stop beating up yourself. I'm telling you, stop beating up yourself and come boldly to the throne of grace. Oh, yes, there's enough grace for your case on today. Maybe you've gotten tangled up and yoked up into all this stuff that you're hearing today. This day, new mercies on today. He will change you on today. He will cleanse you and forgive you of your sins. Oh, yes, what an awesome God we have. Lord, trying to warn the people before the flood came. I'm trying to warn you before all this disaster was getting ready to hit America. Oh, yes, disaster is getting ready to hit. Babylon is about to fall. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, according to the word of God, when all this pollution, when you see all this destruction, when you see the violence, when you see suicide, when you see all these things that are taking place of us, oh, yes, the soon coming king is coming. He's trying to give you a chance to get your house in order on today. No mercies on today. I'm telling you, thank God for his mercy on today. His mercy on today. Psalms 37 and verse 25 says, and I have been young and now old, but yet I've not seen the righteous. Oh, he said he's never seen the righteous forsaken. He has not forsaken you. I don't care what the enemy tried to make it look like today. Maybe you've done some things. We've all done some things. I'm telling you, you don't have to yield to temptation on today. You don't have to go back into the old way on today. God is still the same God he was on yesterday, where he saved us and where he cleansed us from all unrighteousness. He's able to keep you on today from falling. All you have to do is yield your will to him today. He said, I've been young and now old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I'm telling you, you don't even have to cause your children to pass through the fire today. You can get right with God and do it now. And then your children will see the lifestyle of Christ. I tell you, when I look at the church today and I see all this mess that's taking place in the house of God, I was looking the other day at an article that was a man and wife on the front of it, and they were saying, you know, the best life to have is without children. Oh, yes, that's what the enemy wants the world to think today. You know, that's why he got them lesbians, you know, and transgenders and all these different, you know, things taking place now, you know, so that you won't give birth. I tell you, but the devil is a liar on today. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve on today. I'm telling you, the devil, he's just weaving things out right now, and I tell you, and I can see him working, and he's working fast, and he's working hard, and I tell you, the word of God said, blow the trumpet in Zion. I tell you, a trumpet is loud, and I tell you, everybody can hear the sound on today. He's tugging at your heart today. He said, choose you this day whom you will serve. We cannot serve God and mammon too. We cannot serve God and the world too. I'm telling you, Jace, I'm telling the devil is using this young man. He's been using him for years to, you know, poison the body of Christ. He's been feeding you little at the time. And I tell you, the poison may be in your system on today, but I tell you, just like the word of God said to Paul, you can shake it off on today, and the venom will not poison your system on today, because God is still a healer on today, and he came to set you free on today. I'm telling you, don't go and get involved with all this mess that's telling you there's fun and games. I tell you, and you got plenty of time, and 5 minutes won't send you to hell. Where evidently you must think that there is something wrong with it, because you said 5 minutes won't take you to hell. Evidently you know that there's an action, and there's something that you have to pay for when you do sin. The wages of sin is death on today. But you don't have to let it be you on today. You can give your life to Christ on today. Come out from amongst them. He told us to come out from the world and be separate, saith the Lord. But the enemy has used Pastor Jason, all these other ministers that wanted to be like him. You know, one time all you heard earlier when Bishop Jace came out, all these other ministers were like, where did he come from? I want to be like him. He got 30,000 members. How did this man wrong with just having a little fun. I tell you, but the devil is a liar on today with the fun that they're talking about having. They got a mixture of the world. I'm telling you, some of the people they're having up there is Brandy. I saw on the internet the other day that she had a concert in Africa on the other day, and there was only like 40 people that showed up, and because I guess they weren't celebrating her, she left, and I guess that, you know how all of them is connected together. So I guess they called Jace and told him, hey, you need to get Brandy in there. We got to get her back out there. So she's going to be at the Mega Fest. Oh, what a mega mess with all these singers. You got different ones that up there that's going to be, you know, comedians that think and try to make you laugh as they mock the word of God. I tell you, time is winding up, and Jesus is soon to come. He's coming back for a ready church with without spot and wrinkles. I'm telling you, all this pollution is spots and it's wrinkles on today. But he told us to come out from among them and be separate on today. I'm telling you, there's still time for you to hear the sound on today. Jesus said he didn't want any to perish. He came to set men free from sin. And I know Oprah, I mean, even she called Jace. Now, why is Oprah calling Jace to come to the house of God to give the church a life coach lesson? Oh, no, no, no. You, the only life coach lesson that you need is to get in the word of God for yourself, and he will definitely teach you a lesson. We don't need the world to teach us anything. I'm telling you, we're supposed to be changing the world instead of the world changing the church. You look at these pastors, and I'm telling you, they just like, you know, I told you there was a mega fest in the Old Testament when Moses went up on the mountain and he had brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, and they got tired of waiting for Moses from coming down talking to Jesus or talking to God about what he wanted him to do and give to the people. They didn't have time. You know, they said the word of God said he rose up to play, and I tell you, that's what's going on right now. Jake's telling you, you got time to play. They said they're going to have cars, and they're going to have bingo, and they're going to have secular singers, and soul is going to be there. And the word of God says in Ezra chapter 6, and I believe verse 7, talks about not touching the things of the house of God on today. He's telling that the state and the church should not be communicating together, but we know that Jace was a sellout on the bush when he was in the presence of this chair. I'm telling you, Bush was the one that used Jace to get him where he is right now. And then Jace was ordered to get the other ministers to come up under him. All of them went up under that 501(c). I'm telling you, it's all about money on today. I tell you, in the word of God, the pastor was preaching today, and he was talking about even with the multitude. I tell you, there was a mega fest even right there when Jesus had a mega ministry. He had millions of multitudes was following him until he told them to drink of his blood and to eat of his flesh. And the word of God said they followed him no longer. They was only following Jesus for what they could get. And that's what's going on today. Jesus offering them money. He's offering them fame. He's offering them fortune. I know he said they're going to have Sony there. And if anybody wants to, you know, get in the to get the record known or get a record deal, Sony's going to be there. Or we already know what Michael Jackson had already warned the people. I'm telling you, this was a young man that was very disturbed. We look at Michael Jackson. I tell you, now the church have even brought his music into the house of God. But when this young man was living and he was disturbed, he was a very disturbed young man. He even told you that Sony was not good. But we know that Jackson is working for Sony now. But you even heard Michael Jackson say that Sony was evil. Now, if the world is calling it evil, why is the church dealing with it? And then he's trying to bring you in on this mega fest and try to get you to sign in with Sony. Oh, no, no. Michael Jackson was a very disturbed young man. This young man hung his little baby outside the window. Everybody was talking about Michael Jackson then, right? Okay. okay? They saw that he was sitting there, and, you know, and everybody had something to say about that. But soon as this young man died, oh, no, he was the greatest one that ever lived. You got preachers singing his song and telling the people, you know, hey, Michael, do his thing and all that. Oh, my goodness. The world and the church is coming together, and it's a spirit of deception. The word of God had already warned us that in the last days there will be a seducing spirit coming into the house of God to seduce you and to reduce you down from the word of God. We have got to say what the word says. We need to live according to the word of God and his standards on today. I'm telling you, the word of God said it is the multitude only followed Jesus for what they could get, and there was a fish and the loaves of bread on today. That was not even following Jesus for the miracles that he had done. And there's been a lot of people, even in your life, that only stuck with you when you did things for them. I mean, you know, they may have slept in your house and slept in your bed, drove your car, and did different things for you, but as soon as something went wrong, they followed you no more. So what you think about today, even with the word of God, I'm telling you, these people are being bewitched by T.D. Jakes. I'm telling you, everybody's looking at him and wanting what Jakes got. You're not thinking about what this man has done to get to where he is on today. This young man said he started in the ministry at 17 years old, had nothing. But now look where he is. And wonder how he got there? Do your background check. You will find out how he got there. Oh, no, no. He sold out. He sold out against the word of God on today. And now he has poisoned you away from the word of God. You need to run for your life. Run for your life on today. Get back in the presence of God like never before. I'm telling you, there's corruption in the house of God. Hollywood in the house of God. You know that shouldn't be. Hollywood, that's the world. It's corruption. You even heard, Kim Morrell. She was saying, you know, she preached hard years ago. And she was preaching truth years ago. She no longer was preaching truth. She said it took a Christian or Lewis to come into her life to make her life more fulfilling. I tell you, when Christ comes in your life, that's all you need to fulfill your life. You don't need anybody from the world to make you successful. To what they call successful. The greatest success you can have is being in the will of God on today. But Kim Burrell said she will do whatever it takes to keep the momentum of her success. And that is about money, money, money. And then we look at Teacher Haddon. What do he want to be? He wants to be another Michael Jackson. He said he's telling you what the fans want to hear. He's no longer abiding by the works and the will of God on today and the word of God. He said, out with that, all of that. Now he's going to live the way that they want to live. It's the Aleister Crowley doctrine and the Jay-Z doctrine. Do thy will. And the word of God said, not my will, but thy will be done in our lives on today. I know. I get so excited when I think of all the stuff that's taking place in the house of God and how the enemy has came in and reduced the church down to its level. It is just so sad. It is really, really sad where the church is today, the state of the church. I'm telling you, I'm really concerned about our young people. Where are they going to turn? Where are they going to turn? Think about it. What path are they going to go down when they don't see stable Christians living according to the word of God? We must hold fast. We must hold fast. Oh, yes, even in those days, yeah, there was a mega fest right there, too. I'm telling you, they were eating, drinking, and being merry. The word of God said in Matthew 24 and 28, it says, for as in the day that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. I'm telling you, that was a mega fest right there. People were doing whatever they wanted to do with whoever they wanted to do it with. And that's what's going on today. You got pastors that's been having sex with the young ladies in the church and having babies, you know, and leaving their wives. I'm telling you, we got more divorces in the church than you have in the world. I'm telling you, it's just a mega mess. That's all around about us. I'm telling you, he said, many shall be deceived. In the last days, there shall be many that shall be deceived. But you don't have to be one of those today. You don't have to be. I'm telling you, you can look all through the Bible. You can see all different kinds of mega facts. Even look at Jesus when he went into the temple. What were they doing? I'm telling you, they were selling stuff in the house of God. And just look. I'm telling you, there's a mega mess all around about us. This is not the first mega fest of a mess. I'm telling you, the mess has been going on for years. The Word of God said there's nothing new under the sun today. Nothing new. I'm telling you, I know. Let's go to John. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I am stirred up when I see what the enemy has done to the body of Christ and to the house of God. I tell you, I heard the other day that one of the mega ministries, they're no longer having Bible study. Oh, my God, I guess not. You got everything going on in the house of God, so no need to pick up your Bible and study no more, huh? I tell you, then I heard the other day they're just doing away with vacation Bible school that they were doing for the youth. I'm telling you, look at the state of the church on today. I know some of y'all might say, oh, wow, she is really going at it. Oh, yes, we're running out of time. This is your soul we're concerned about. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to slow down a little bit. And I'm going to John. Oh, yes, there's a mega fest all around about us. But I pray that you won't go to this mega mess because something is getting ready to take place. I know you don't. You may say, oh, no, 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 it's time to have fun. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they was having fun when the flood came. And I'm quite sure they were banging on the door. No, let us in. But I know he had to say, God's got the key and it can't get in. But you don't have to, you don't have to wait, you know, to get yourself in a place where you can't, you know, really know the will of God. God still got preachers out here still preaching the word of God, still standing on truth today. Everybody has not failed and bowed to Baal on today. I'm telling you, not everybody is going down that road on today. And you don't have to go on that road. And if you're on that road, you can get off today. I know Oprah and Jason said there are many ways, but I tell you, according to the word of God, and that's the only thing we're supposed to stand on, is the word of God, because everything else is going down but the word of God. I know they said there are many ways and many people, but that's not what the word of God says. You know, the word of God says straight is the way. And that's the one way with Jesus Christ. He's the only way. Jesus is the door. He's the only door. The word of God says if you come in any other way, and that's so many ways, right? If you come any other way, but through the name of Jesus, you come as a thief and a robber on today. And we don't want to be a thief or a robber because he said that's not steal, ain't that right? So we shouldn't be stealing. But I tell you, Jesus is on his way back. I'm telling you, I stay worked up when I see what the enemy is doing to the house of God and to the people of God on today. You may call me at 818-691-7304, 818-691-7304, and I will be going to John right after I speak to a caller, 818-691-7304. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Sister Harris.
Praise the Lord.
How are you?
Praise the Lord. All right, honey. I tell you, I'm just upset with the enemy when I see all this stuff that's taking place.
I know. It really does make you angry. My heart goes out to the people that really look, they don't see it for whatever reason. They're blinded to the truth, and it's like, oh, please,
yes.
Lord, open the eyes of them that really want truth. You know, you got a lot of people that are following these people, because of all the material things that they're promising them.
Yes.
But there are some people that are following them because they really don't know no better, and that's who my heart goes out to.
Yes.
That God would open their eyes, but it does. It makes you so angry. And you know, when I was, you know, as you were talking, I was looking at that scripture in Jude where it talks about men that have crept in unaware and how they were ordained from way back when. And it's like,
yes,
it really helps you to see that these people are not, they're not, I don't believe that T.D. Jakes came into the church and really was serving God and got confused. I believe he was sent.
Yes.
You know, the Bible,
yes,
says they were ordained from of old, meaning,
yes,
they came to the church on a mission.
Yes.
To deceive and destroy people.
Yes. I mean, he just gave them a little poison at a time, you know,
yeah,
even with his little corrupt little, even before Tyler Perry even started, T.D. Jakes had one out called Subtle Deceit, some type of little skit that he had where the, it was like a young lady had gotten pregnant or raped or something, and by her mother's boyfriend or something, and they were up there cursing and stuff. And I was like, well, what in the world is this? So, you know, even way back, you know, when he first came out, you know, it was,
yeah,
poison right there. Nobody said nothing. It was filth. Somebody had to show them that to keep it real. Oh, no, he didn't have to do that.
No, Jesus didn't do all that. And he,
right,
made his message plain.
Right.
Nobody,
right,
had a hard time understanding what Jesus was saying. I was living in Dallas when T.D. Jakes first came to Dallas. And the,
all right,
thing that bothered me when he first came was he would get on TV for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and what he kept repeating was, I'm not trying to take nobody's members. And I don't know why.
Wow.
That just really bothered me, because I'm thinking, if you're here because God sent you, that shouldn't be your concern.
Right.
But it was like that was the most pronounced message, was I'm not here to take your members. And then I was sitting here thinking back on that, and I was like, that's just like the devil to say, oh, I'm not here after your soul.
Right, right.
Like the same. And I was like, that's the same devil. And people were just flocking to him, and they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to get the word. And I'm like, you know, I can't speak for any place else. I lived in Dallas, Texas, so I can only speak for Dallas, Texas. I visited churches in Houston. And what they call it expository preaching. That was,
yeah,
it was common in Dallas, Texas. So what I didn't understand why people were running to T.D. Jakes like he was bringing something new.
New.
Because those,
uh-huh,
pastors in that area, they made the word of God come to life in a way that you just didn't get, you know, everywhere else. And I don't mean everywhere. I mean, like, I grew up in Illinois.
Yeah.
We didn't get that kind of teaching there. And,
uh-huh,
I love the teaching to this day. I love it because it really helped you to see the word of God, you know, because, I mean, I grew up, and, you know, for instance, there was no way you would help, anybody could have told me that David was a liar and a thief and a murderer. Because I saw David as he was one of God's favorite people. You can't say that about him. But,
right,
well, you know, the time that I spent in Dallas, they helped me to see the word of God from a real life point of view.
Right,
and it really,
right,
helps you to understand the word of God better. But I'm like, that came a dime a dozen in Dallas. So why did everybody go run into T.D. Jakes? Well, it was because of all of the fame. It was,
right,
because of all the hoopla. This was the guy who was on TBN and had people jumping up and down all over the sanctuary.
Right.
And people,
right,
were just caught off guard because of the excitement. But you were excited about the wrong thing. You weren't excited about the word of God because you already had that.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm,
you couldn't fall into a church in Dallas, Texas that didn't do that kind of teaching. But they taught the word. They weren't teaching philosophies. That was the thing. Was T.D. Jakes took people from being taught the word that way to being taught philosophies, and people didn't see the blend when it happened. But the,
right,
preachers that I grew up with in Dallas, they taught the same way, only they taught you what the word of God, they helped you to understand what the word of God meant, and they really taught you how to study and how to really pray and hear,
yes,
hear God speak to you when you read the word. And I'm like, that was commonplace. And so that's how you know a lot of this stuff was the devil, because of how he slithered his way in. And when I read Jude, that's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
mm-hmm,
I didn't want to hog the show. I just wanted to give my little two cents and just tell you,
just
bless God for you and Ready Church. I'm sorry.
We just want to get the word out. I mean, if you got something Amen. To share,
and you are,
know,
and I love it. And I just bless you all, and just tell everybody in your family hello, and hello, Ready Church. Everybody be blessed, and just keep on keeping on in Jesus.
Thank you, and God bless you, and continue for the faith.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Love you, dear. Our next caller. Caller, are you there?
You checked.
Praise the Lord, caller, you there?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Johnson.
All right.
Thank God for the message and the messenger on tonight. I just thank God for the word. I have nothing to add. It was good. I just thank God for him opening up our understanding and our hearts tonight to receive the word of God and to receive the word of God with joy on tonight. Just thank God for you continuing for the faith tonight, continue to stand. And we thank God for his word being a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. God bless you. Love you, Ready Church.
God bless you too, honey. We just want to get, you know, to get the word out. I mean, our hearts just go out when we see where the church is, you know, and where it was, you know, compared to where it is today and how the enemy has come in and deceived the church. And, you know, it's just so sad. It just bothers me, you know. I feel like Jeremiah just weeping for when you see where the church is today. But God is still good in spite of everything we see with the violence and everything. We know that God is still able to heal, save, set free, and deliver. Isn't that right?
Amen. I thank God. I was looking at the word in 2 Corinthians, and it talks about, I was thinking about when you were talking about Moses and how, you know, the children of Israel could not wait for Moses to come down. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 14, it says, but their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. And then in chapter 4 and 4, it says, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So it's just a shame that people's minds are blinded, you know, by the things that they've been taught and that they're seeing. Their eyes are not even open. They can't even see. They're like blind men and women walking around, you know, in darkness.
That's the truth.
But I thank God for the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ.
All right.
Hallelujah. All right. I thank God that my eyes are open. You know, if they would just open up their hearts and receive the word that is coming through this ministry, I thank God that God can, you know, open up those blinded eyes so that they can see the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I just thank God for his word on tonight.
Well, God bless you. Love you.
God bless you, too. Love you, Ready Church.
Well, praise the Lord. I have with me Pastor, and he's going to share with you. Well, I was just going to come from John, talking about, you know, how they followed Jesus as long as they were getting something, you know, but as soon as, you know, that's okay. That's all right. Come on, share it with us. Mm-hmm. Which part do you want me to read from? I'm going to start at John chapter 6 and verse 53. It said, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye shall no life in you. You shall have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood have eternal life, and I will raise him up at that last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in him, and I in him. as the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, not as your father did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. I'll tell you what. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when he had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Then when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples mumbled at him, he said unto them, do this often you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascending up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickens, the flesh profiteth nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believeth not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore saith I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. For this time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter asked him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the word of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
This scripture speaks on Jesus had a multitude following him, but after he had presented to them eating of his flesh and drinking of his blood, the scripture said they followed him no more. Jesus had a mega church, so-called, people following him. But after he presented to them to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, the scripture says in verse 66, they followed him no more. Same today, Jesus wants commitment. But he was left with 12 disciples after that he said, eat of his flesh and drink of his blood.
So in other words, Pastor, I mean, he had a multitude following him too, he had the masses following him. But after that, it was like only 12 following him after that.
Only 12 followed him.
I tell you.
After that, he presented to them to eat of his flesh and to drink of his blood. He wanted to see where their true heart to heart was when he made that statement. He said, you don't follow me because of you see the miracles, but because you ate the fish and the loaves. And the same motive that some people have today, they're following him because of what they want, things they want. The scripture says they followed him no more.
Well, Pastor, I tell you, sometimes when people hear, you know, we bring in a word like this, you know, I guess they're saying just like in the 60th verse, that many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear this? They don't want to hear it, huh?
They did not want to receive what he said.
I guess they said, we were fussing, huh?
They was complaining.
And I tell you, we're not fussing, but we're just telling you what the word of God says, you know, and he said they didn't want to hear it. You know, they was offended, you know, and people get offended when you try to tell them the truth. But the word of God said truth is the only thing that's going to make you free, keep you free, is the word of God. And we just thank and praise God for all our listeners on today. We continue to pray for you, and we're praying for our family. We're praying for our nation and our churches that are headed, you know, around destruction in this last hour, and with everything that we're seeing that's going down. But the Word of God, I tell you, Babylon is about to fall. The Word of God says so. I'm telling you, the Word of God says his house should be called the house of prayer. I tell you, we don't hear a lot about, you know,